Helmand Province in southern Afghanistan is a hotbed of the Taliban insurgency. It's also the site of a multi-million dollar hydroelectric power project. Recently, the U.S. Foreign Aid Agency, USAID, said it's putting the project on hold indefinitely because of a lack of security. As the world's Matthew Bell reports, the United States has a long history with this particular project.
The first American president to talk about giving development aid to Afghanistan to strengthen American security was not George W. Bush. It was under Harry Truman that U.S. engineers launched an ambitious plan to build the Kajikai Dam in southern Afghanistan. Work on the massive project continued from the 1950s through the 70s. It was a success in many ways, says Thomas Gutierrez of the University of Nebraska. Gutierrez spent 10 years living and working in Afghanistan, beginning in the early 1960s. He says the damming of the Helmand River Valley vastly improved agriculture, and it also provided electricity to the whole region.
And then the third major contribution is that the projects, and there were several of them that all were interwoven, employed Afghans.
Gutierrez says tens of thousands of Afghans worked on the U.S.-funded dam project. They used it as a job training opportunity. He adds that Helmand's prosperity helped Afghanistan become a net exporter of fruits and grains. But in 1979, that ended with the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan and the years of civil war that followed. After the U.S. and its allies toppled the Taliban, they decided to revive the Kajikai Dam project. Thomas Gutierrez says it made perfect sense.
To be able to restore the agricultural capacity, the electric grids and power would have an exceedingly positive impact on the economies of individuals throughout that region. And again, Afghanistan is going through its worst depression in its history. Up to 70% of the population of Helmand Valley is unemployed.
And that has fueled both the opium trade and the insurgency. 15 months ago, NATO troops delivered a giant hydroelectric turbine to the Kajikai Dam. It was a major security operation. But since then, the main road leading to the dam has been a frequent Taliban target. U.S. officials have now decided to postpone installing the turbine because of security concerns. Afghanistan expert Andrew Wilder of Tufts University says it's a public relations failure. Wilder says the dam project is also an example of how the U.S. and its Western allies are trying to use development aid to achieve security objectives, and it's not working very well.
This dam is, in a way, a good example of that. It was probably didn't make sense to invest a whole lot in rehabilitating it in the middle of a war situation, but it was done. There's a major aspect of we can use this to help win hearts and minds in the conflict in southern Afghanistan.
Wilder says it's not that the Kajikai Dam, along with a host of other Western-funded aid projects, is a bad idea.
Afghanistan clearly has major needs for more power generation, and I think it would be a good idea to be investing in power generation and investing in more roads and in schools and clinics. My only point is that there's not a lot of evidence that doing that is actually going to help defeat the insurgency, because the insurgency is largely being driven by other factors, not primarily by a lack of infrastructure or roads or schools or clinics.
The new priority for U.S. and NATO forces in the Helmand Valley will be to secure the major population centers, and that means holding off on projects like the Kajikai Dam. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.